Hi, I'd like to welcome everybody. I'm Paige Darden, MTA's Director of Public Affairs. I've talked to many of you over the last several months since we've been waiting for this to come out. Thank you for coming today. I'd like to introduce you to Becky Burr. She serves as NTIA, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration's Associate Administrator. She heads up our Office of International Affairs and has been a key member of the administration working on the electronic commerce effort. And she's going to talk to you today about this policy statement that we're releasing on internet domain names. Becky Burr.
Good morning. Thanks for coming. I know it hasn't exactly been a slow week for those of you who are covering e-commerce. On February 20th, the Department of Commerce published a proposed rule regarding domain name registration. Today, in light of the public comments received, as well as the continued rapid change in the development of the internet, we're releasing a policy statement on DNS management. The policy statement describes U.S. policy regarding privatization of the domain name system in a manner that allows for the development of robust competition and that facilitates global participation in the management of internet names and addresses. The policy statement does not propose a monolithic structure for internet governance. Rather, the policy statement describes a process whereby a new not-for-profit corporation formed by the private sector would assume various responsibilities for DNS administration that are now performed by or on behalf of the U.S. government or by third parties under agreements with us. We invite internet stakeholders from around the world to work together to form this new entity. Comments received in response to the Green Paper issued in February confirmed our belief that certain DNS functions should be coordinated. Management of the IP number system needs to be coordinated. The root server network needs to be coordinated. The addition, allocation, and management of generic top-level domains should be coordinated. And the protocol parameters for internet addressing need to be disseminated on a coordinated basis. Comments received in response to the Green Paper also confirmed the principles we proposed for this transition to private sector management: stability, competition, private bottom-up coordination, and global representation. These principles will guide the U.S. government during the transition. Today's policy statement is really about the process by which this new entity would make decisions on DNS management, rather than on the ultimate decisions to be made. We are looking for a globally and functionally representative organization operated on the basis of sound and transparent processes that protect against capture by self-interested factions and that provide robust professional management of domain name systems. The new entity's processes need to be fair, open, and pro-competitive. And the new entity needs to have a mechanism for evolving to reflect changes in the constituency of internet stakeholders. The United States would like an entity with these characteristics to take on various DNS functions now performed directly or indirectly by the federal government. We are prepared to defer critical decisions regarding, for example, the addition of new GTLDs and trademark dispute systems to such an entity. We will seek international support for such an entity as well. We hope that the private sector can get the new corporation up and running by October 1st of this year, and we expect that the new corporation will assume full responsibility for the functions we are now performing by October 1st of the year 2000 at the outside. We recognize that this timetable is aggressive, but the vast majority of the comments we received on the Green Paper said, let the private sector lead. The U.S. government is stepping up to this challenge. We expect the private sector to step up to the challenge of leadership as well. I started by saying that this has been about process, and that's where I want to end today. Last July 2nd, NTIA issued a request for comments on DNS management. Nearly 450 commenters from around the world responded. These comments were posted as they were received on the World Wide Web. Nobody had to go into a dusty room in the basement of the Commerce Department in Washington, D.C. to read them. The same holds true for the Green Paper process, where more than 650 comments were received, again, from around the world. I think that this is the kind of conversational government is that Congress had in mind when it passed the Administrative Procedures Act. And I think we now have seen that the technology is available to give it life. The process has been a terrific learning experience for everyone in the Internet community. We all have a much better sense than we did a year ago about what's at stake and what's not. Our understanding of who needs to be at the table, as well as how flexible that table needs to be to accommodate the pace of Internet change, has matured tremendously. Obviously, the process will not end with the issuance of this policy statement. The hard part is obviously just beginning. The Department of Commerce stands ready to facilitate this process in all ways possible. We expect to consult widely with the Internet community as well as with members of the international community as we prepare to enter into the agreements or understandings needed for the new corporation to take up the DNS functions we currently manage. Finally, I want to thank my bosses here at the Commerce Department, Secretary Daley and Assistant Secretary Larry Irving, for their participation in developing this policy statement. I also want to thank all of my colleagues here in Commerce, in NTIA, in the Technology Administration, the General Counsel's Office, and at the Patent and Trademark Office, and in the Executive Office of the President and in other executive branch agencies, including OMB, the Department of Justice, the National Science Foundation, various defense and science agencies, and many, many more. This process has given new meaning to the term interagency process. It was interesting, it was collegial, it was productive, and it's a real tribute to the dedication and thoughtfulness of a lot of hardworking folks. Be happy to take questions.
I'd like to ask each of you before you give your question to state your name and what organization you're from. And Becky, we may have to get you to repeat the question because we're trying to webcast this over the Internet. So thank you for accommodating us on that.
Yes.
Brockman from SMBC. Can you, a little unclear as to what happens with network solutions right now. By October 1st, their contract is supposed to be completed. What happens now when it's new rule? Is it until October 1st, 2000?
No. The Department of Commerce will be entering into, or the government will be entering into, and the Department of Commerce and NSF and other agencies will be entering into negotiations with NSI. We expect NSI to take certain specific steps to allow for the development of real competition in the domain name system as rapidly as possible. We also expect NSI to recognize the new corporation and its ability to make decisions regarding licensing for operating registries and for acting as registrars. We expect that acknowledgement, that recognition of the new corporation will extend to existing GPLDs and registries as well as new GPLDs and registries that may be made. We absolutely expect competition to be developed. We expect that full competition will exist on the 1st of October, but we are prepared to take whatever steps are necessary to approximate the conditions that would apply if full competition were existed on the 1st of October. And I believe that NSI is prepared to compete.
You're not going to recompete the contract?
Not at this time, but we have not precluded that. Yes?
Obviously, the makeup of this new contract is very important. And I'm reading the paper, I can't figure out
Well, the private sector and the Internet stakeholders from around the world are going to need to come together and put together a board of directors. I know that there are a number of people in the private sector right now who have begun this conversation. This is not a government chartered corporation. The United States government is not setting it up. We are relying on the private sector to come to the table. We will help facilitate that. We'll provide a room if we need to help people get in the same room, but it is a private sector effort. Yes? Pardon me? Who specifically? There are a number of private sector initiatives. I think that probably you'll hear, people talking about it. I know some work has been going on. John Pastel has been doing some work. Other people here in Washington have been doing work. I think a lot of people were waiting for the government to release its policy statement. I do think that we have moved the process forward in terms of who needs to be at the table. I think that the internet community, engineers, businesses, the whole range, understands that the process needs to be more inclusive. And although we're not counting on spontaneous generation in that sense, we do think that given the enormous call that we got from all of the commenters, that we're going to give the private sector leadership the chance to start this in the way that we hope to end up. Yeah. Okay, the question is, in layman's terms, what is a GTLD, and what do these changes mean for typical internet end users? The most profound change for end users of the internet will be the introduction of competition in registration of domain names. That will, we believe, produce innovation. It will produce choice with respect to services and products and pricing. And so for the end user, the ultimate result of this system is more choice, more innovation, better services, lower prices. To go back to your question about what a GTLD is, a generic top-level domain refers to the non-country specific top-level domains, .com, .net, .org, that currently internet websites from around the world register into. Well, there's what we have called for in this paper is for the new not-for-profit entity to develop the policies under which new GTLDs would be added. We had in the green paper called for the immediate addition of 5 GTLDs. That is not in this policy statement. We are prepared to defer to the new entity to make the decision about when, if, and how new generic top-level domains would be added. Yes? We believe that it is our responsibility to make sure that as we, as this transition to privatization takes place, that the stability of the internet is preserved. And so we have these contracts. A number of functions for DNS management are now performed by the government directly or indirectly. And we expect that there will be a process whereby the new corporation assumes those functions.
Do you know how long that process will
take? We have said in the green paper and in this policy statement that we expect that process to be complete by October 1st of the year 2000 at the outside. That is an outside date for us.
Thank you. Christina Brooks with Mr. Newspapers. I'm wondering if you could tell us what will happen to the funds that NFI is requesting money for once that expires.
The fund, this is the question, is what will happen to the Intellectual Infrastructure Fund? As you may know, the Intellectual Infrastructure Fund we stopped collecting that on April 1st. There is a question of the existing money that has been collected. That is a matter that is under litigation right now. We believe that Congress has ratified its collection, and we would look for appropriate uses, but it is a matter of speculation at this point because we're waiting for the litigation to be resolved. Yes.
Again, if this was outlined earlier, I missed it or didn't hear it. Mr. Postel, who runs IANA now, he is going to be those functions. Mr. Postel and IANA are going to create the interim board.
No individual is going to create an interim board. And the private sector, a representative group from around the world, is going to have to come together in a process and work it out, create an interim board, get the processes established, set up bylaws and charters and all of those things. We expect that there will be ISPs involved, there will be members of the business community involved, there will be engineers from the internet community involved. We suspect that the internet community will want Dr. Postel to be involved because he probably knows more about the system than most anybody else. But we have no mandatory requirements for the specific people at the table.
So who's going to pick all those people to be on the interim board?
They are going to come together in a private sector process and pick themselves.
Because Mr. Postel is already restructuring IANA as a nonprofit organization. He has bylaws. He's chosen a legal representation. According to a note that he put out, the bylaws are being constructed to allow for international representation. Since the deadline for having this organized will not permit a fully representative board to be in place initially, we expect to create a transitional board. We'll then conduct a process to establish the first fully functioning board with a worldwide representation of all its constituencies.
Well, I think that there is a question about whether that is going to be the vehicle that the internet community decides to move on this. As I said before, I think a number of people who are interested in participating in this have been waiting for the issuance of the white paper, and I believe that that process will become a lot more inclusive in the next 5 minutes. Yes? Well, we will certainly facilitate the private sectors coming together to sit down and hash this out. We will not run that process, and we will not make them sit down and hash it out. We have heard expressions from around the world that the internet community wants to take this on. We will not begin to transition responsibility for management of DNS to a private sector corporation until we feel confident that stability of the internet will be preserved, that the process will be representative and inclusive, and based on the principles that we've outlined in this paper. Yes?
So at some point, I mean, it would seem that there will likely be a number of groups that come to the board at some point. It would seem that you're experimenting and we have to decide which of these shadow boards or pretender boards is the one with the powers.
We expect to encourage a single process, get people in a room together. We will help that happen to the extent that our help is needed. And we don't think that anybody in the internet community is going to be served by having a lot of competing processes. Yes.
Brock Beach, MSNBC. The particular regarding trademarks, that domain name registrants would agree at the time of registration or renewal to abide by a process adopted by the new corporation to exclude, either proactively or retroactively, certain famous trademarks from being used as domain names. Is there a list of those certain famous trademarks?
No. What we have called, the paper calls on the World Intellectual Property Organization to convene a process and to make recommendations that would be considered by the board of directors of this new corporation, and these recommendations would be based on independent studies regarding whether there should be, and if so, what the clearing process for trademarks should be, what kind of dispute resolution policy would apply in the case of cyber piracy, and a number of other things related to trademarks. But it will be the job of this new corporation to make those policy determinations based on input from domain name, people in the domain name sector, and trademark holders, and recognized international institutions like WIPO and other scientific bodies. Other questions? Yes.
I'm not sure that what should GPMSB and Warner Group, what should they do? I mean, have they recognized as a new non-profit organization, or they should join the new organization to be accepted?
We hope that all of the people who have demonstrated an interest in the internet, including members of POC and CORE, will participate in creating this new entity.
Have they agreed on it?
We've been in a rulemaking process, and we have not been in negotiations with anyone. Yes.
I know that you were over in Europe just a little while ago, and people have been talking to the EU counterparts. Do you have their support for the policy that's outlined here?
Again, the European Commission and governments around the world did not get advance notice of this. We were proceeding in accordance with all of the rules that apply. We listened very carefully to the Commission and to other governments that indicated concerns about the green paper. Those concerns were posted, and we believe that we have accommodated those concerns, but we don't have any special agreement.
Okay.
Yes.
Among the issues that I gather are left for this board to determine are about registries and whether it's
Yes, that is something that we are leaving to this board to determine. That was an area of enormous contention in the green paper comments. A lot of people argued that registries are inherently they're natural monopolies. Other people who didn't think that, registries need, that generic top-level domains need be, that they were natural monopolies, were concerned that in the absence of a sort of not-for-profit registry system, the playing field with respect to NFI would not be leveled. We think that there are good reasons for supporting competition in all areas, but we believe that this is something that needs to be discussed further with the internet community, and we'll be weighing in on that as well. Yes.
Temporizes for the speaker of monopolies. Do you anticipate any antitrust oversight of NSI during the transition period?
I think you have to talk to the antitrust division about that. We have not been, I mean, we have had people from the antitrust division participating in this process with respect to competition issues, but they are not the people who may or may not be doing an investigation. And that would obviously be carried out completely independently. A lot of the specifics of the deal that we expect to negotiate with NSI will have some of that thought in it, because what we want to do is to introduce real competition.
Given that a number of the most contentious issues have not been resolved by the paper, do you expect some of the disputes that have been going on for the last year or more to continue, or do you view this as a framework for helping resolve some of those disputes?
Well, I think a number of the disputes that have lingered on for the last year have been disputes about process. And we very much hope that the process will be inclusive, transparent, and take care of a significant amount of what I think has been at the heart of the controversy. We have suggested procedures for entity to resolve the substantive disputes that remain with respect to trademark and domain name conflicts and a couple of other things, but it's been my view that the process has been the problem. Yes? Well, there was universal approval in the comments for a competing system of registrars, whereby if you wanted to get a domain name, you could go to one of any number of registrars, and they could file on your behalf for that name. I would expect that services could vary among registrars with respect to the speed at which a domain name gets registered, with respect to the cost, with respect to any value-added services that go along with it. Somebody who's in the business of building websites for third parties may want to provide this as a value-added service to their business. So there are a number of different business models that would accommodate that. As I said, the issue of competing registries remains to be looked at by the new corporation. But again, where there is competition, people are going to work to have newer, better, faster, and cheaper products, and that's what we expect to have here. The consumer protection laws of the United States have been applied by the Federal Trade Commission on behalf of U.S. consumers in cyberspace, and I think that they will continue to do that. I don't foresee an enormous amount of confusion. This is a fairly straightforward kind of competition that we're talking about in terms of at least registrars. Yes?
With regard to the formation of this very important board, how will these various groups fight for legitimacy? Is Commerce willing to recognize any group that now stands up and says, we represent a segment of the internet community and we want to have a stake in the process?
Commerce is prepared to recognize an organization that has the characteristics that we've laid out in this paper. Those characteristics include representation of the entire range of internet stakeholders, from businesses to end users to not-for-profits to trademark holders to ISPs, you name it, registrars, registries, whatever. We've got the list in there, and more important than any list is the notion that it has to be broadly representative, and it has to have a mechanism whereby the composition of the board can change to reflect changes in the internet constituency.
But those appear to be very subjective evaluations. I mean, so that's what will be done on a case-by-case basis, and then will DOC be the ones who make those decisions?
We are looking for a private sector entity that has all of those characteristics. There was actually very little debate in the comments about who needed to be at the table with respect to sort of precise allocations of board seats. We heard that there needed to be more trademark holders. We heard that there needed to be more seats specifically reserved for ISPs. We heard that there needed to be more seats set aside for not-for-profit enterprises. In a way, you could characterize the comments that came in to the extent that they were negative as there need to be sort of more of me on the board. But there were no huge disagreements with sort of who what the range of representatives needed to be.
So the first group that shows up at your door with those criteria is the case.
This is not a race.
I mean, the paper says there's some, it's an aggressive schedule. The first group that comes in that meets all of those criteria, obviously, I mean, we're not going to wait, you know, 4 months to choose somebody, to choose the interim board, are we?
Well, we are not choosing the interim board.
Somebody's going to come here and say, we have the structure for an interim board. This is our group. We're the Acme Internet group, and we have here's the list of all of our members. Somebody's going to have to say, okay, you're it. Who's that somebody? DOC is going to have to be it.
Well, I think that what we are expecting is that the private sector, that various parts of the private sector will come together, that the process will be inclusive. This is a medium that allows getting these people in a virtual room and hashing it out.
Look how contentious the MOU GTLD thing was.
The GTLD MOU was contentious, but there were substantive contentions about that, but there were also sort of profoundly process-based contentions. And I think that the one thing this paper does do is talk about the process by which decisions will be made by the private sector. Yes?
The second question is, does the board itself they decide what their priorities would be? For example, if they decide they don't want to deal with that until very late, then, you know, does the consumer have to wait until, say, October 1, 2000, until a new domain name is offered?
The decisions about when new GTLDs will be added, if they will be added, those kinds of decisions we do expect to defer to the new corporation. And there will be a number of competing priorities for this new corporation. This is not going to be an easy job. So the new corporation will have to make some decisions about what it proceeds on first and what it proceeds on next. With respect to the interim board, we suggested a process for getting a corporation up and running. We do not suggest fixed time frames for that. That's also going to be something that this new private sector entity is going to have to come up with.
The paper says that on an ongoing basis, NSI will turn over databases, software, so on and so forth. The databases, I assume, are everything that it takes to run the domain name system, correct?
That is what is in the paper. The language in the paper is quite clear that it's the software, technology, databases needed to run DNS.
Is this so that includes all of the billing information, everything you can get when you type in the list?
We are in the process. We have not started the negotiations or the discussions with NSI. If that information is needed to run DMS, that will be, we will seek that information.
Good. So, since the board is not formed by October 1st, what will you turn with NSI?
We will take whatever appropriate steps we need to make sure that the stability of the internet is not compromised. Okay? Yes.
Given the enormity of the internet, Kevin Smith, Bloomberg News, given the enormity of the internet, you said you received 650 comments. That mean, are you satisfied with that? Is that a fair representation given the vastness of the internet? And if not, if it is, could you tell us what types of entities responded?
Well, this was really, the 650 comments was the range from A to Z, individual users, large companies, ISPs, countries, intergovernmental organizations, nonprofit organizations, trade associations, you name it. Those various representatives responded. 650 is certainly not the largest amount of comments that have ever been received, but it's a pretty big number. I think we did get a pretty broad range of perspectives and comments there. If anybody has any question about it, they should go to the website and take a look at the comments. And because of the process by which the green paper was made available for comment, and the ease by which comments could be submitted, the green paper could be read, other comments could be read, I feel pretty comfortable that certainly people who had feelings about this had an opportunity to respond. Yes, it is. At the NTIA, Karen, it's doc.gov. And probably also on the www.ecommerce.gov website, which is our general website for the Electronic Commerce Working Group here. Okay. We don't think that the internet community wants the United States government to stay in here forever, and the United States government does not want to stay in here forever. That's not intended to be a big stick, but it is a statement of reality that we have said from the beginning that preservation of the stability of the internet is our first priority, and we believe that the internet community shares that priority as well, so that we will be able to work together and move quickly to get this new system up and running. Yes?
Just to follow up on the process that you're talking about, I know you're not trying to answer, but for example, if you find that process is not moving the direction that you'd like it to move, are you going to step in and take the reins and take the lead?
I think we're going to cross that. We're going to take off our shoes when we come to that river, as my grandmother would say. Okay? Thanks very much.
Thank you.